Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We're talking some Vols, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Good morning.
Josh, so obviously a lot to get to today, but we'll start with the game itself between Tennessee and Texas A&M. Tennessee loses 34-13. Looked like the opening drive, we might have some actual creativity offensively. Things looked good, and it just spiraled out of control from there. What were your thoughts on the game and specifically the quarterback situation with JT Shroud and Harrison Bailey?
Yeah, if they could have stopped the game after that drive, then all would have been good. Unfortunately, they had to keep playing on, and it was downhill there from Tennessee. I mean, if you look at it that way, it's a 34-6 game from then on out, and it could have been worse, I think, if Texas A&M really wanted it to be. Texas A&M played its game, and that was in dominant fashion against Tennessee. And the offense early on, it showed what we've seen from the offense at times, but limited times this season, where you'll see a spark and you'll see reason to believe something good is going to happen. But overall, it just wasn't there. And we had the quarterback shuffling again that I think has led to more questions from Tennessee fans about the evaluation of the position this year and over the last few years. And are things really going to get better into 2021, even as you're going to be moving on from Jared Garantano? That process has started. And you think about it, you've had a month roughly to get Harrison Bailey and JT Shroud ready to play. And at times, again, things have been good, at times not. Will it get much better? That's the big question, because I think things will improve. But if you're watching Texas A&M, if you're watching the best teams in the SEC compared to Tennessee, Tennessee has a long way to go to reach what those teams are doing offensively.
So, Josh, everything other than the game, can you please give me your evaluation? What in the world is happening in Knoxville right now?
Well, I would say things are back to normal, so that might bring a comforting feeling to fans as we're closing out 2020, because the year has been anything but. But this past weekend, I mean, here we are again. And the way I've thought about it is, with the report coming out during the game on Saturday, and the way Jeremy Pruitt answered or didn't answer questions, one of which came from you, Joe, after with the press conference about Eric Gray and the investigation and what exactly is the deal there. To me, it brings up questions of, okay, well, who wants that information out during the game? To me, that's a pretty obvious question to ask. Why do they? Where's the support for Jeremy Pruitt? Because we see it coming from Philip Fulmer with his statement that he put out. While he's not absolutely said that Jeremy Pruitt will be the coach in 2021, he talked about him coaching the team in the spring. That would indicate he'll probably coach the team next fall, too, if Philip Fulmer has his say. But what are other people saying? And 3 years ago, when Philip Fulmer took over as the athletic director, the thought was, okay, well, these issues that have gone on, they will come to an end. And for a short period of time, that was the case. But here we are again with questions about what's going on behind the scenes, and is everybody on the same page? Because it doesn't appear that they are.
And Josh, with that point, like, you brought up Fulmer there, and basically the way I read the statement that he came out with was basically him saying that he's going to be the coach, Jeremy Pruitt, in the spring, and then, of course, like you said, in fall next year. Where do we think this goes? What do we think that means from Fulmer, or ultimately maybe other people, and maybe this NCAA investigation itself maybe making a different decision on Pruitt's behalf?
Yeah, let's see. And with the investigation, I mean, there's so much unknown.
Yeah.
In the early stages in terms of the conversation about it. And I think there's an – because so many fans are ready to move on from Jeremy Pruitt, the obvious reaction that fans had was, okay, great, this will get us out of the contract. And it's not that simple. Could it ultimately save Tennessee money if Tennessee decided to make a move? It could, but it also could not. So that is far from guaranteed, but – The statement says Jeremy Pruitt will be coaching the team this spring. So why would you be making a move after that? That makes me wonder, okay, Phil Fulmer is backing Jeremy Pruitt, but how many people are going to back Jeremy Pruitt? And will Tennessee's administration back Phil Fulmer and whatever he wants to do with the position? How great is that struggle? And by the way, the cost on Jeremy Pruitt right now is just incredible. And some fans don't want to hear that number. Some fans hear that number is like, well, why did we put ourselves in that position? That's why you can have so many layers to this conversation. And that's why it's a mess again right now. At least it appears that way with Tennessee football.
Well, and listen, it's very easy to go the conspiracy way when you're talking about Tennessee football. But
yeah,
you could also read, I mean, I know that you just said it, Josh, as soon as it comes out, one of the first thoughts is, okay, so who wants this out? You know, who is giving this information and for what reason? And look, I heard from people say, oh, Fulmer, remember the majors thing, you know, cloak and dagger. Yeah. So, you know, you could also look at Fulmer's statement as at least in part like, by the way, I'm not the one trying to undermine my head football coach. You know, I mean, there's so many ways. It's just we have bits and pieces of information and we make assumptions. I just feel like we've got some serious twists and turns in the days ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. We're back to it's like a reboot of Game of Thrones at Tennessee football. That's the way it felt when John Curry was trying to hire a coach, and day by day there was a different coach involved, and you hear rumors about what's going on behind the scenes, and ultimately John Curry's out as athletic director. We just have so many examples, and maybe this doesn't reach that. Maybe it doesn't, but because of Tennessee's past, there's a reason that this is coming up again, and that fans, and look, you have the social media aspect, which is always going to be tied to this, no doubt, and things can get heated very quickly, and all eyes are on the Rock to see what will be painted next this week on campus. And it's just that's Tennessee football. But at the beginning of 2020, after Tennessee had finished off the 2019 season on a positive note and Tennessee had signed a solid 2020 recruiting class, Philip Fulmer was speaking to some Tennessee fans, and he proclaimed the Vols are back and they were going to be taking a bite out of everybody's backside soon. And instead, Tennessee went 3-7, and fans had bought in, and maybe not all, but many were all in on Jeremy Pruitt. He was the guy that was going to save the program, and Phil Fulmer is going to get Tennessee football back to the top. And now I think many of those people have the opposite feeling, and they want to get out of it as quickly as possible. And when emotion starts to get involved, especially with Tennessee football, conversations like the one we're having right now pop up again.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Josh, through all that, it's announced Tennessee has a bowl game against West Virginia. They will play in the Liberty Bowl. And you joined us last week, talked about maybe what the approach from some players would be, especially, you know, given what's happening around the country. How do you think this football team approaches the next few weeks leading up to this bowl game against West Virginia?
Yeah, they have 10 days to get ready for it on December 31st. I don't know. I think most players are going to go ahead and get ready to play in the bowl game. There might be some opt-outs, and that's not just with Tennessee, with other schools. If players are looking at transferring, then they need to start making those decisions because you have a spring semester that's coming up right around the corner. But the indication from players after the game on Saturday, it was a limited group, that they wanted to go play in a bowl game. They would be ready to play. So eyes will be on the transfer portal to see if some Tennessee players hop in there now that the regular season is over. We've seen guys like Brandon Johnson announce it recently, and Jared Garantano on Saturday after the game confirmed that he is in the transfer portal. But it looks like Tennessee is going to get ready to go play in a game, and I think the SEC sent a pretty clear message to the schools, even schools like Tennessee, South Carolina, you name them, that, hey, if you get an invitation, you're going to be playing in a bowl game, and that's where Tennessee is. So my guess is behind the scenes you're going to get a mixed reaction of honesty if they were to say, yeah, I do or do not want to go play in this bowl game. But I think most will get up, get ready to go play in a game against West Virginia.
Yeah, thank goodness we get 2-8 South Carolina in a bowl game. Just what we all need.
We need more South Carolina.
Meanwhile, Army can't get in one.
Yeah, it was not a good weekend for the look of college football, in my opinion, with the way the playoff came out, and I would say more with the bowl games. If somebody out there is somebody who typically makes fun of college football and doesn't really understand the system, this weekend gave some ammunition, in my opinion, to those people.
No doubt about it. All right, now, I wanted to bring a little sunshine into the show. I'm accused of being too negative, and I've got to ask you, Josh, how good is this Tennessee men's basketball team? I feel like this could be something special.
I think it could be, too. And there are things to work on, and Rick Barnes and Tennessee staff would not go there yet with what it can be. But I think Tennessee is ahead of what I expected, and I had incredibly high expectations on the defensive side. And that, to me, is what will give Tennessee the best chance to be competitive, to win the SEC, and to try to make a run to a Final Four for the first time in school history. And it's not going to be easy. Nobody's going to make that claim. But if Tennessee can shoot a little bit better as the season goes along, and if they develop more of an offensive identity, which I expect them to, defensively they are so good because of the length, the athleticism, and the effort that they have on the perimeter. To me, that's the biggest deal. It's one thing to bring in freshmen like Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer, and they look like NBA players, but if they're not fighting on the defensive end, it's not going to make that big of a difference. It actually could take you in the opposite direction. But they've come in and worked, and that pushes guys that I think you expect to fight on the perimeter on defense, guys like Victor Bailey Jr., who's now playing for you, and then Eve Pons is the ultimate difference maker for you on that side of the floor. But the way that this team has already appeared to buy in with all the new pieces that have come in, and John Fulkerson and Pons, I think, understanding their roles as leaders. This is a really talented basketball team. It's easily the deepest and most talented that Rick Barnes has had, and that's why I think it has the highest upside as a team that Rick Barnes has had.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexar. Josh, great stuff as always, my man. We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Hey, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely. When we come back, we will dive back into the Titans, give you an update on the playoff picture, and the path towards maybe another AFC South championship, the first time since 2008 for the Titans. We'll discuss that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save